Bye. Buy me an ice cream cone.
Quiet, Snooks. I don't want any trouble with you today. I get one Saturday afternoon off, and your mother makes me take you to see some kid's picture.
Who's the kid?
I don't even know the name of the thing. What's playing?
Or Else.
Or Else?
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be a movie title.
Well, Mommy said you were going to take me to see the picture. Or Else.
Oh. Well, believe me, I'd have told her a thing or two if I didn't want to play poker tonight.
Oh, here's the movie house, Daddy.
Oh, Lord. The Catman's Revenge.
It's very spooky.
I can imagine. Well, come on. Oh, two, please. One child.
Is that the child?
Well, what do you think she is, my grandmother?
How old are you, little lady?
Me?
Yes, you.
Whatever my daddy says.
Snooks, the man wants to know how old you are. Tell him.
Is five too much?
Sorry, bud. 50 cents each.
Oh, all right. Here's your dollar.
Well, let go of it.
Peasant. Come on, Snooks. Now listen. Before we go in, are you sure?
Yes, Daddy.
You're positive?
Uh-huh.
All right, fine. Catman's Revenge, here we come. Gosh, it's dark in here. You see any seats, Snooks?
There's two.
Okay, slide right in that row.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to say, pardon me, as you go past the people.
All right. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Oh, my corn.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, my corn.
Pardon me.
Daddy, can I sit on your lap?
No.
You want to sit on my lap?
Certainly not.
Well, we better go back, because there's only one seat here.
Oh, fine. Come on. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Oh, my corn.
Oh, pardon me.
Why don't you look where you're... Oh, my corn.
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me.
All right,
pardon.
Stop that. You're standing in the aisle now.
Oh, pardon me.
Come on. Oh, look, there's two seats right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now sit down and behave yourself. And this picture better be good.
It is.
How do you know?
Because I seen it twice yesterday.
Oh, you did? Well, why didn't you tell me outside?
It wasn't playing outside.
Oh, come on. Let's get out of here. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Look what's happening to that man in the picture. Good heavens. There's fangs growing out of his mouth.
Yeah, he's turning into a cat. Are you coming, Daddy?
Sit down a minute, Snooks. Let's see what happens.
He gets killed.
Well, don't tell me. I'd like to enjoy it.
But he comes to life again.
Snooks.
He comes back as a cat.
Excuse me, bud. Is the dialogue on this screen interfering with your conversation? You got me so I don't know what's going on in this picture.
I'll tell you.
No!
This is where the Catman gets his revenge.
Please!
The Catman shoots the hero. The hero shoots the Catman. Here's where the cops come in. They break the door down. Everybody shoots everybody. They all get killed at the end, that's all.
Oh, oh. No, it isn't. There's one more thing.
What?
This.
Hello, Daddy. Why do you look at me so strangely?
John, are you afraid of high places or confined areas?
No. What's this all about?
Well, I've been studying abnormal psychology in my spare time.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty abstruse subject for a working man, isn't it?
I can handle it. I can handle it. I have a very definite reason for delving into it, John.
I'm sure you must have, Daddy.
Oh, yes. For a long time now, I've had a strong suspicion that there's... Well, My wife and children are not exactly normal. They act funny. But you're all right.
Oh, certainly, I think. Take my wife. She's absolutely insane about waffles.
What about it? Does that make her abnormal if she likes waffles?
Well, I found out yesterday she had a trunk full of them. But my immediate concern is Snooks. At any rate, I bought a book on psychiatry and abnormal psychology.
Uh-huh.
Read up on it and waited for Snooks to come home so I could try out a few theories.
And?
I was sitting in my study when she came in.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Snooks. Come in and close the door.
Why?
I want to have a little talk with you. Close the door.
I can't, Daddy.
Aha. Claustrophobia. You have claustrophobia.
What's that?
Oh, it's a morbid dread of being shut up in a confined space. That's what's the matter with you.
No, it ain't.
Then why can't you close the door?
Because it's already closed.
Oh. Well, open it. It's a little stuffy in here. Can't stand these small rooms. What are you so finicky about?
I'm tired from the party.
Party? What party?
The one that Red took me to. And we played kissing games.
Kissing? Ah. Precocious development of the Freudian id. What kind of kissing games did you play?
Well, we had to spin a bottle, and when it turned into a boy, he had to kiss you or give you a lollipop. And I was very lucky, Daddy.
Oh? How were you lucky?
I won 86 lollipops.
I see. Indications of sublimated introversion.
What are you talking about, Daddy?
Snooks, you see this book I have in my hand?
Yeah.
It's a textbook on abnormal psychology.
Yeah.
It deals with the insane mind, and it can bring about the cure of a person with a mental affliction.
Did you read it, Daddy?
I did.
Do you feel better now?
I'm fine. I bought it on account of you.
Why?
Well, I decided that corporal punishment may not be the answer to correcting your many misdeeds. I'm sure you're not always aware that you're doing wrong, are you? Are you?
Ain't I?
I think not. And this book might save you from half the spankings you get.
I caught him, Daddy.
Oh, I suppose you figure that books will save you from all the spankings, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm. Sounds like the shrewd reasoning of incipient schizophrenia. Oh, I wonder if all those spankings have injured your head.
No, Daddy. It's just the opposite.
What do you mean?
I like it when you spank me.
You mean you purposely do naughty things to get spanked?
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, this is terrible. Doesn't it hurt you when I spank you?
Sure it hurts.
Then why do you like it?
Well, every time you spank me, I cry.
Yes?
And when I cry, you feel sorry for me.
Well?
And when you feel very sorry, you give me a dime to buy ice cream.
Oh, I see. It's the ice cream you're after.
No, I hate ice cream.
Then why do you buy it?
I don't. I buy grapes instead.
Grapes?
Yeah. And when I bring them home, I take them upstairs and squash them on Robespierre's nose. That's what I like.
Oh, you had me worried for a minute. Snooks, I'm going to psychoanalyze you.
Huh?
I want you to throw off your inhibitions. Remove your repression.
Do I have to take off?
No, no. You do not have to take off your hat. Now, we'll start with a very simple test for reasoning power. Now, listen closely. I have three brothers, Ralph, George, and myself. That's wrong, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Why?
You forgot Uncle Louis.
That's not the answer at all. In the first place, Uncle Louis is Mommy's brother. And in the second place, I haven't any brothers.
Well, why did you say you had three brothers?
It's a hypothetical question, and the brothers I spoke of are imaginary.
Who put them there?
Where?
In a menagerie.
I didn't say anything about a menagerie. I said imaginary. But let's assume that I have brothers, and their names are Ralph and George. Is it right for me to say I have three brothers?
No.
Is it right for anybody to say it?
Yeah.
Who can say it?
Your sister.
What are you talking about?
Well, what then?
Well, it's obvious. I only have... if I say I have... Wait a second till I look in the book. There. I was right. The answer is two brothers.
Is it?
Yes. And you didn't do very well on that question.
No.
But we'll proceed with a perception test. Now, close your eyes for a minute.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, go on. I won't hurt you. Now, close your eyes. There. Now, try to eliminate all the usual noises, like traffic, or my breathing, or yours.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is it all quiet?
Yes, Daddy.
Now, listen. Do you hear any strange voices?
Hey, hurry up, Snuffle.
I don't hear nothing, Daddy.
You didn't hear anything at all?
No.
Well, I thought I... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Did you hear something, Daddy?
No, of course not. It's nothing. You see, some poor deluded people think they hear voices. It's the penetration of the subconscious.
Yes.
There's one thing that no walls, no doors, no windows can shut out. It reaches you no matter where you are. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, the smell of boiled cabbage.
No, it's your subconscious. But let's go on with the psychoanalysis. Snooks, there are 7 cows in a field. They're all walking in single file.
Mm-hmm.
That means one behind the other.
Yeah.
Which cow can turn around and say, I see 6 cows?
None of them.
Oh, why do you say that?
Most cows can't talk, Daddy.
Oh. They got the wrong answer here.
Yeah.
They're idiotic. They're the first cow. Why, certainly cows can't talk. Well, let's try another one.
I want to go out there.
No.
Now,
it's just to find out how quick your reactions are. Just a simple little riddle.
All right.
Now, listen carefully.
All right.
It's not my sister. It's not my brother. But still, it's a child of my father and mother. Who is it?
I don't know.
Can't you guess?
No.
It's me.
Is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't you see?
Hey,
if
stop.
I...
Come on out.
I heard it again. I heard it!
It was only Red Daddy. He's waiting for me outside.
Oh. Well, call him in.
Yeah, and I'll see if he's crazy, too. I'll ask him that test.
I guarantee he'll know the answer.
Come on in, Red. Yeah, I've been waiting outside so long.
Oh, hello, Mr. Higgins.
Hello, Red. Go on, ask him, Snooks.
All right. Are you crazy, Red?
Huh?
Well, now see if you can do this test. It's not my sister. He's not my father.
Brother.
But still, it's a child of my father and mother. Who am I?
Who is it?
Yeah, who is it, Red?
Oh, that's an old one. It's you.
No, it ain't. It's my daddy.
No, what do you? The child's balmy.
Table looks fine. Now, where are the cigars? Oh, here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he'll fall for this layout, all right.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Snooks. Oh, let's have a look at you.
Why did I have to put on my new dress, Daddy?
Because my boss is coming for dinner.
Why?
Well, we don't have guests very often, and it's good to make social contacts and fraternize with intellectual people. My boss is a very smart man, and I like to listen to his conversation. You understand?
Uh-huh. You're trying to get a raise.
Nothing of the kind. And I don't want you making any cracks when he gets here, either.
I won't, Daddy.
Above all, don't say anything about his hair.
Why?
Just don't, at all.
What's the matter with his hair?
Nothing. I'm just warning you not to make any remarks about it.
All right.
And listen, Snooks. You're not to come to the dining room while we're having dinner. Not even if my boss asks you to.
Why?
Never mind why. All I want you to do is greet Mr. Gordon and then run upstairs and play.
All right.
And now we'd better have a little rehearsal. I'll be Mr. Gordon.
Who is he?
My boss. I'll be my boss.
Huh?
I said I'm Mr. Gordon.
No, he ain't. You're my daddy.
We're just pretending. I want to make sure you'll behave nicely when Mr. Gordon comes. Now, I'm Mr. Gordon, and I'm coming in.
Oh, good evening, Snooks.
Hello, Daddy.
No. Say good evening to Mr. Gordon.
Where is he?
He's not here yet.
And why should I say good evening to him?
You're not saying it to him. You're saying it to me. Right now, I'm Mr. Gordon, even though I'm still your daddy. And while Mr. Gordon isn't even here yet, you can say good evening to him because you're really saying it to me. And don't ask me if I feel all right.
Why?
Now, don't you start to irritate me, Snooks. And another thing. In case Mr. Gordon asks you to come in to dinner, I want you to say no thanks. I've already eaten. Now, let's try it.
All right.
Now, here we go.
Where are we going?
Nowhere.
Ah.
Now, let's try it. So, good evening, Snooks.
No thanks. I've already eaten.
Say good evening first.
Why?
Because you've got to greet him. Now, let's try it again. Good evening, Snooks.
Good evening, Mr. Gordon.
Fine. Oh, Snooks, will you come in and eat with us?
Uh-huh.
No, I told you to say you'd already eaten.
I'm still hungry.
Just the same, you've got to say I've already eaten.
Huh?
Say I've already eaten. Good evening, Snooks. Will you eat with us?
Daddy's already eaten, but I'm hungry.
No, no, no. Snooks, hey, I don't want to lose my temper with you. When he asks you to come in and eat, just... Oh, there he is now. Oh, remember, Snooks.
All right.
Right in, Mr. Gordon.
There he is.
Oh, is this baby Snooks?
Yes, sir, Mr. Gordon.
Shake hands with Mr. Gordon, Snooks.
How?
What a cute child.
Dinner's all ready.
Okay. Snooks, will you have a bite with us?
Snooks.
I say, will you have a bite with us?
No, thanks. I've already bitten.
Well, run along upstairs and play, Snooks. This way, Mr. Gordon.
Daddy.
Yes?
Why did you tell me not to say anything about his hair?
What's that?
He ain't got any.
Well, do you think that's funny, young lady?
Uh-huh. You look like my Aunt Chloe.
Oh, pay no attention to Uncle Gordon. She's a great little clown. What are you yelling about?
I'm not.
Well, let her come in and sit with us while we eat, Higgins.
Oh, no, she has to do her homework. Don't you, Snooksie?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right, come on. Sit here, Mr. Gordon, and Snooks, you sit by me.
No, I don't want
to. Well, why not?
I want to sit near Mr. Gordon and watch him do some tricks.
Tricks? What tricks?
I wish I was dead.
Will you have some water, Mr. Gordon?
No, thank you.
Oh, what's the matter?
Make him swallow the water, Daddy.
Well, why do you want to see me swallow water?
Because Daddy says you drink like a fish.
Oh, she made that up. Made it up, so help me, Mr. Gordon. I never said anything of the kind. You go upstairs this minute, you little scamp.
If he takes me out, I'll spill the soup on Mr. Gordon.
Well, I must say, Higgins, this little daughter of yours makes eating here a pleasure.
You like it, Mr. Gordon?
No, he doesn't like it. Mr. Gordon wants you to leave the room so he can eat in peace. What are you doing?
My penny fell under the table.
Be careful, Snooks. You're pulling the table.
Hey, look out!
Snooks, the whole thing's going to fall.
I think I'll go now.
Oh, there's the whole dinner.
I wasn't very hungry anyhow. I think I'll go too.
Oh, now, just a minute, Mr. Gordon. Please don't leave. We might be able to straighten this out.
Give me some pie, Daddy.
Hmm? Oh, yes. How about a piece of green apple pie, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Here, look at it. Oh, you'll love it.
Well, all right. Have you a little piece of cheese to go with it?
Cheese? Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Gordon. There isn't a piece of cheese in the house.
Yes, there is, Daddy. I'll go get it.
Oh, fine. Phew. I'm terribly sorry about this.
That's all right. The child didn't mean it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's a cheese, Mr. Gordon.
Oh, thanks, Nook. Mmm, that's good, too.
Eat it all.
Oh, yes, I will.
Mm. You know, that's funny. I distinctly remember Mother saying we were out of cheese.
Mmm, this is great. I guess you've got sharper eyes than your daddy, eh, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
So where did you find that cheese, Snooks?
In the mouth. No.
You little...
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Oh, hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. You sound worried.
I am. I'm on my way to court, and I'm taking Snooks along.
You're not worried. You're crazy, Daddy. What are you taking Snooks for?
She's the only witness I have. Remember that fight I got into last week?
Oh, yes. You punched your neighbor, didn't you?
It was an accident, John. So help me.
Yes.
But he's suing for the loss of two teeth. Well, I can't talk anymore. Goodbye, John.
Good luck, Daddy. You'd better have a mighty good lawyer.
Daddy!
Hurry, Snooks. Court convenes any minute.
There's a man selling jelly apples.
Where are you going to find room for a jelly apple? You've got a balloon in one hand, an ice cream cone in the other, and a pocket full of lollipops. Oh, I don't know why I'm being so good to you.
I know, Daddy.
So you're my star witness. Now, all I ask is that you remember everything I told you to say.
Dear Judge, my daddy is a peace-loving, evil-tempered man.
Even-tempered.
General Torfloot.
Generous to a fault. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Oh, I'll get it right, Daddy. Just leave it to me.
Well, try to be convincing when you get on the witness stand. If Mudge wins this case, it'll cost me at least $200. You were responsible for the whole thing anyway.
I didn't stop Mr. Mudge.
Well, you started it, fighting with his little son, Brentwood.
But Brent ain't suing me.
Well, what's the difference? What's mine's yours, and what's yours is mine. If you had two automobiles, you'd give me one, wouldn't you?
Of course, Daddy.
If you had two wristwatches, you'd give me one.
Sure.
And if you had two lollipops, you'd give me one, wouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
Because I got two lollipops.
Well, just remember where you got it. I'm depending on you to prove that I didn't strike Mr. Mudge willfully and intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that I knocked two teeth out, which is false.
Were they false teeth?
How do I know what they were? All I know is I didn't knock them out.
Then what were they doing on the floor?
Snooks, you don't believe that I deliberately tried to knock Mr. Mudge's teeth out?
No, Daddy. But I believe you tried to knock them in further.
Look, for heaven's sake, try to get the story straight. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. That's why I'm acting as my own attorney.
Well, I'm your witness, ain't I, Daddy?
Yes. Now remember, Mudge hit me first.
He hit you first.
But with admirable restraint, I didn't hit back.
You didn't hit back.
Instead, I held out my hand like a gentleman. And when Mudge bent over suddenly to tie his shoelace, his face struck my outstretched hand. That's our story.
That's our story?
Yes.
You expect them to believe that?
Naturally. You believe it, don't you?
Sure, Daddy, but you bought me a balloon.
And there's plenty more where that came from. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Now, here we are. Now, let's see. I had that subpoena in my pocket.
I want some.
Some what?
Some peanuts.
I didn't say peanuts. I said subpoena.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
Oh, can't you forget about eating for a second? Come on now. This is the courtroom.
Daddy.
Hmm?
What's that lady selling?
Which lady?
The one holding the tray.
Snooks, that's a statue of justice. And those are scales in her hand. That's symbolic of the fairness of our great courts.
Has she got a headache?
No. She's wearing that cloth over her eyes to indicate that justice is blind.
Daddy!
Oh, be quiet, Snooks. The case is about to be opened.
Hear ye, hear ye. Case of Lancelot Higgins versus Wiltshire Mudge. Justice Cook presiding.
Come on, Snooks. That's us.
Are you Mr. Higgins?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you represented by counsel?
No, Your Honor. I'm serving as my own counsel.
Very well, Mr. Higgins. Proceed.
With the court's permission, I'd like to call my witness to the stand. Snooks?
Here I am, Daddy.
Snooks, why are you sticking your tongue out of the judge?
It's all right. He can't see me.
What do you mean, can't see you?
Well, he just said the justice was blind.
Cute, isn't she, Your Honor?
I fail to see the humor. Have your witness sworn, Mr. Higgins.
Snooks, hurry. Get up there and swear.
Who shall I swear at?
Nobody. Just do as the bailiff says.
Is that man the bailiff?
Yes.
He looks like Prune Face.
Your name, please.
Snooks Higgins.
Repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
To tell the truth.
To tell the truth.
The whole truth enough to put the truth to help you sit down.
Oh, help me sit down.
Order, order.
Snooks, this is no time for food.
Well, the judge here to order.
He didn't say...
Get on with your testimony, Mr. Higgins.
Oh. Yes, Your Honor. Now, Snooks, you were present at the time of the alleged altercation, were you not?
Present?
The plaintiff, one Wiltshire Mudge, contends that I struck him with malice aforethought. Is that true?
No, Daddy.
Did I hit him with anything resembling malice aforethought?
No, Daddy. You hit him with your fist.
Order!
I want some apple pie.
Forget that, Snooks. Just answer my questions.
I'm answering, Daddy.
Now, you've put into the record that I struck the plaintiff with my fist. What possible reason could I have for hitting a man like Mr. Mudge?
What reason?
Yes.
He's littler than you.
Order, please.
I want to talk with Yoda.
Snooks, pay attention. Have I ever given you any indication that I strike people who are smaller than I? Have I?
Well, Daddy, I'm very big, and for the little thing you always back me.
Never mind that. I'll take care of you later.
There'll be no intimidating the witness, please.
Oh, Your Honor, I was just...
Just don't. Confine yourself to the testimony.
Yes, Your Honor. All right now, Snooks. I'm not going to ask you any more questions. I just want you to tell the court in your own words what happened.
In my own words?
Yes.
Don't you want me to tell them in your words?
She's joking, Your Honor.
Mr. Higgins, have you been putting words in the mouth of the witness?
Oh, certainly not, Your Honor. I wouldn't think of such a thing. Go ahead, Snooks. Tell the court what happened in your own simple language.
All right. Dear Judge, knowing my father, Mr. Lancelot Higgins, as I do, it is incongruous to suppose that anyone would visualize him as a man of violent tendency.
How true.
Mr. Higgins, are you sure you haven't coaxed the witness?
Certainly not, Your Honor. Continue, sir.
It can truly be said of him that he is a man of gentle disposition and a pillow of his community.
Don't you mean pillar, dear?
That doesn't sound like a child, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, she's much smarter than she looks, Your Honor. Go on.
He bears no ill will to any man, and in the immortal words of the great God.
Well, finish your sentence. What are the immortal words, dear?
I forgot, Dad.
Well, what are you crying for?
Now you won't get me the teddy bear.
Please.
Mr. Higgins, am I to understand that you attempted to bribe your witness?
Oh, of course not, Your Honor. I didn't promise her any such thing.
You did, too, and I stayed up two nights learning all in a big way.
Oh, Higgins, you not only intimidated her, you coached her. That'll be $200 in cost.
But, Your Honor...
Next case, please.
Come along, Snooks. We're going home.
I want the judge to come along, too.
What do you want the judge for?
Because he won't let you.
Won't let me what?